something changed my life. And what a great day today just to share with you guys. Please listen to the words and listen to the video. It's very short. I was trying to, you know, Billy chose a 9-minute video on Wednesday, right? I was trying to pick one for 12, 13. I didn't find one. So this one is very short, but it means a lot. It means a lot for me and for my life and for my testimony. So please listen to it. Okay. That's the hard part. So we want to welcome our folks in Facebook, or not yet? Let's start this. The song I choose was "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Most of the people here, we know the song. And I was thinking about a lot of people over here, and I was thinking AJ, maybe he was right away and trying to sing that song, and Tony and everybody here just, that song means a lot, but means a lot to me, not because the song, it's just because they mean friend. So what I want to do today is I really want to talk to you about friend and friendship. And it's something basically I have in my heart. I want to welcome our family and our friends from Facebook Live. The first thing I would like to do is we have a lot of members here. Maybe they don't know me. And I just want to do a small introduction of myself. So everybody know my name. My name is Mauricio. I'm one of the deacons for this church. I had the privilege to be one of the founders, and now a deacon and a member of New Hope. And this is make me so proud. For me, today is a blessing, not just to be here with you. Just it's a blessing for me to share what is in my heart. I was saved in May 2001. I had a great journey so far with the Lord in the past almost 2 decades. I'm a salesman as profession. The most important thing, I'm a child of God, and that was make a difference in my life always. But today I would like to tell you how a friend and a friendship changed my life, and I just been blessed for this friendship in my life. I have. If you're thinking about what a friendship means, basically, the definition is it's a relationship for or mutual affection between two people. That's how the dictionary defines. But when you are Christian, friendship is different. When you change the affection, you usually change it for love between two people. Or between two people, or between three people. God changed my life with few good reasons in my life. One of the reasons changed my life is because Jesus became my friend. One of the things I want to help you and teach you today or encourage you today is to be friend with God. And maybe people think it's impossible, but I don't think it's impossible. It's always possible. Because He gives us the opportunity, He gives us the grace, He gives us the love for looking at Him as a friend. I'm not here just because I know the Bible. I'm not here because I know everything. I'm here because only the reason I'm here and talking to you guys is because the grace of God. And the grace of God can change my life. One of the other reasons is, the other reason it changed my life because God changed my life through people, through friends, through real friends in my life who basically changed my life. As a Christian, it's not easy to sometimes, it's very hard to find a friend. I will ask you if, how many of you guys been down for a friend? How many times you been forsake, somebody forsake you? How many times somebody abandoned you? How many times somebody hurt you? So many times somebody betray you. So for all these that many reasons or situations, the first thing what we do always is just step back and don't let anybody get into your home, into your house, into your heart, into your life. Why? You don't want to get hurt again. You don't want to get betrayed again. You don't want nobody being part of your life. But this is my testimony. Years ago, I was in a very bad situation, in a very bad position. I was mad. I was lonely. I was angry. And I can ask anybody here, everybody been in that situation many times, right? This is how I started my life and how my life started changing. Most of the time you feel in that position because you don't do the right thing sometimes. Even when I'm in my Christian life, it's very easy. Wednesday we had the opportunity to hear, and most of the people were here. They shared their testimony, and one of the testimonies we hear on Wednesday is when you became Christian, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, everything is perfect. But it's not. That's when the war started. And in my early years as a Christian, it was very good in the beginning, but right away it started very bad. And we all, many of us, we know that road. But in that times, when I was lonely, when I was mad, it was a person, always. It was a person in that time pray for me, cared about me, worry about me, and that person was my wife. Even what I was doing in my life, she was my friend. So one of the things happened in my life before my wife became my wife, she was my friend. She was praying for me and she was saying, I'm praying for you. Anything happened to me, she was right there next to me. So how our friendship became a wonderful marriage, we're still working on it, but we keep going. But that friendship started with my wife. That's the first situation I had when I really need a friend, she was right there. One of the most important things I want you to listen to this is when God manifests in your lives, He manifests through people. So every person who has Jesus in their heart and they accept Jesus as a Christian, Jesus as His Savior, you guys have Jesus in you. The Holy Spirit moves in you. And that's one of the things changed my life. If Jesus manifests through somebody right here, that's what I consider my friends. One of the things happening in my life is we start a journey. We always, when we start a journey, we put God first since the first time we start together. We find a church. We meet a lot of a different Christian people. We decide to go to the church we used to belong to because of the preaching. and because they're teaching. In that church, we have the, could be a miracle, or we had the wonderful experience to meet Eric and Tammy. Eric was our Sunday school teacher. The Sunday school class was for couples. And it was very exciting in the beginning. But as every church, when you walk in the church, nobody pay attention to you, right? This church is not like that. This church, everybody walk in, everybody's welcome, and always they feel the love for everybody here. No difference. It's, for us, the reason we want to just go to the church is because we want to be closer to God. We want to hear the preaching. We want to hear the teaching. So one of the most important things is, so my first good reason for me to be here and testimony about what I'm telling you is my wife. The second is Eric and Tammy. One day I was in so much anger, I decided to don't go to church. I was staying at home. My wife went to the service that night. Somebody came out to my house at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They was knocking the door. So, who is here? It was Eric with another friend who, at that time, he was a deacon. But the good testimony is he went to my home to check on me if I was fine, if everything wrong with me. But not as a pastor. And the other guy, he went to my house not as a deacon. They went to my home as a friend. One of the things happen when you're in your Christian life, when you're fighting with God, you're fighting with everybody. Because everybody wants to approach to you. See, all the family right here, all the members for the church, when somebody is in here, everybody want to come and help, right? And what is the first thing we do? Hey, no, I don't need help. I'm fine. But you need to allow yourself to Jesus come and work in you and help you. And how is he going to do it? Through you, through the people. I never thought in the Christian life, in the Christianity, you should have good friends. I was thinking everything, just go to church, learn. Go every Sunday, every Wednesday, Sunday night, and just go home and just apply it to your life. But no, it's not just like that. The second part, or the next part I apply to my life is get people involved in my life. One of the things happened is the next event I had when basically get closer to Eric and Tammy as a friends and as a family is when my daughter passed away, my daughter went to heaven when she was almost 8 years old. They was right there next to us. From the morning to the night, all the days until the day we had the funeral. He was next to me, next to my wife, with all the help, with all the love. And all the church involved too. I think we got Tom right here. I think I got Bill right here. I think Brother Jordan, maybe he was right there in those times. Just because you allow people to be next to you and be with you, God take care of it. Everything you imagine it, he's going to take care of for you. If you don't believe me, I can tell you something. We weren't sitting and we just keep praying, waiting for what is going to be next, funeral and service. I'll be honest with you, I never was worried about nothing because I just trust the Lord. But I allow the people to basically was next to me to help me. All the people in that funeral, all the people in that church, they were my friends. But Tammy and Eric, they did so much special things for us. But I never thought a pastor is going to take his time to be a friend for somebody. And you know that. Before I continue with, I can tell you something. If you can go with Proverbs 18. In Proverbs 18:24, I want to ask you for a big favor. I want you to, everybody, read it for me. Can you do that for me? So all the church, can you read it for me, please? But there is a friend who is still closer than a brother. That's what Eric was for me and for my wife in those times. And this is what we're supposed to be as a Christian, to be for the guy next to you. Your neighbor, your friend. It's an amazing thing how friendship can change everything. One of the things I can tell you right now is my wife, Eric, Tommy, but every single person right here is another reason why I'm talking about you about friendship. Because I feel so close to every single person right here as a friend than as a deacon. Because my love for you is special. I like to serve you. I can do anything for you. But I would like to love you and care about you and hold you and support you as a friend. As my wife said the thing. I think everybody has a gift, right? Everybody has a gift in this room. And I think my gift is be the best friend. But not only me. Everybody here has the same gift or has different gifts. But everybody can be a good friend. But you know what happens? Sometimes you're not allowed to be a good friend or you don't want to be a good friend because you're going to get hurt. Do you think Jesus think about he's going to get hurt and say, oh, no, I'm going to go to the cross. I just stay here. I can go. He went. He go for it. When you're trying to become a friend and you're trying to be a friend for somebody and when you're going to make the difference somebody, the first thing was Eric, as a pastor, teaches one day, you have to open just like this, hey, I'm here. What happened is going to hurt you. We got hurt every day. We got hurt for people they don't even know. We don't even know. We even sometimes we hurt physically. You know, the pain is bad, but you know what? We continue. You hurt your back. So, oh, it hurts my back. But you have to continue working. You have to continue living. You have to continue doing stuff. So if somebody hurt you, why you don't give another chance, another opportunity? Why we should open our hearts and be that person who the other person needs? It's amazing how the society changes us. But here is not a society, this is a family. I want you to please put in your heart, open your heart, open your home, open your family. That's not easy. One of the things happened, if you want to go to the next scripture, is we have John 15. He said, this is my command, that's what Jesus said. That is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you, right? We know that one, right? Can you go to the next one, Ken? So greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one life for his friends. The most important thing is God, Christ said, it's a command. It's not say, if you want to, if you feel, maybe you can do it. No, this is a commandment. Amen. So if Christ said, what should we do? Should we listen to him? Should we care what he said? Or we really be obedient and do what he said? If we're asking the question, are we doing it? Maybe not. I'm talking to you over here, just no matter what is the age here. We are in between middle age and up. We don't have nothing middle age and down. I think the younger person I see right here is Cruz. And I would love to see this church make a difference for Cruz. Amen. How you can be a difference from Cruz? Very easy. You can be his friend. Or you can be his uncle. Or you can be his grandpa. He can have two or three or four grandpas. This is what we teach here. This is what we live here. What we always say about New Hope? Family, right? That's what we say. So we are family. Why we don't love as a family? I'm one of the persons since the beginning of this church, I see every person walk in and every person walk out of this building. I'm the person who every time I see who is coming, who is not coming, and I judge. I never judge. I just see. I see many people comes, many people leaves. But if you can make a difference with somebody as a friend, maybe they're not going to leave. They might stay. Because we're supposed to be a friendly church. But also we're supposed to be a lovely church. Amen. How you want to do this? How you can be a good friend? How can you become a good friend? How you became a friend? Very simple. God asked you to be his friend first. Who can be your best friend? God, right? So, how can you have a strong and a healthy relationship with God if you don't have it with your brothers or with your sisters in your church or in your family or in your community? So how can you do it with God? So first time, you're going to take time, right? It's going to take time to build a relationship. So you come to God, say, God, here, you my friend, thank you so much. See you later. If I need something, I'm coming back. Or maybe when I need some prayer, I might come and ask you for prayer. Or if I need a miracle, maybe in 2 weeks I come back to you and say, hey, I need you to do this for me. People think sometimes like, this is going to sound crazy, but people think like, God is like microwave popcorn. You're just going to open the microwave, put the popcorn, put 2 minutes, and boom, pow, ready to go. It's impossible. What do you need to have a relationship with God? It takes time. It takes time. It takes me a lot of time. I got almost 2 decades to be a Christian, and it keeps taking me all the time. And you know why? I'm so selfish, and I'm not ashamed to say this, but sometimes I'm not taking the time to spend with him. I spend a lot of time in a lot of things. Everybody does here. Without mentioning anything, you know what is the times the things we do, taking all of our time. But instead of doing that, why don't go and pray? If you want to have an intimate relation with God, what God asks you, go to your closet and pray, right? Do we do that? Means say go to the closet, you know how to go to the closet and go inside. You just find a room, find a place basically where you have peace and talk to him. Other thing you can do is daily perseverance. You have to keep talking to him. Ask him. Don't ask him you wanna have to have a miracle because this is not gonna happen. Just talk to him and tell him how he can help you. And you know what's going to happen? You keep praying. He's going to put somebody next to you. That's what it is. But you know what happened? Sometimes when it's right here. Courtney is right here. Okay? See, Tom is right here if you need help. You know what you do? You just keep going like this. But God keeps telling you, you're going to say, oh, I don't like Tom. But you know what? I can tell you something. God is not asking you, Tom, you like Tom. God is telling you Tom is the right person to help you in that moment. Or can we be his wife? Or any person right here? But you, that's what we do. Every time God has somebody for us, we reject it. So when you rejected that person, who you rejected to? Exactly. If you don't seek, what is going to happen? If you don't seek for his word, if you don't seek for knowledge, you don't seek for intelligence, you don't seek for God, you don't seek for Jesus, do you think you're going to have a relationship with him? No. And the easy one is pray. If we don't pray, are we going to get his attention? I don't want to make you feel bad. I just want to put in your conscience, in your life, in your heart. It's not hard to find Jesus. It's not fine to find a friend. That's what I choose that song. But remember, Jesus is right here. Jesus is among us. God manifests through you, and through you. So I want to ask you for a big favor. Just, why you don't tell God? God, would you like to be my friend? This is very, very interesting, because I'm right here and I try to teach you and preaching you and helping you, and sometimes, you know what? What I see in my heart always, all the time, even when I with a men's group, I share my heart all the time. I always see you like the kids for Kids Home. Because you know what? Every single person right here, no matter the age, no matter how many years you've been Christian in your life, I say Jesus as your Savior, you're still so hungry to learn more. We have a wonderful time yesterday morning. We have a wonderful friend right there with Dave, sharing his heart. But you can see, we keep learning. We keep searching, seeking. We prayed yesterday morning too. It's nice because we do as a friends. But that men's group should have more men in that group. And that men's group could be the whole church. Males and females, I don't want to say that, but I already say it. That's what the important is, because we are a family. Amen. So one thing, why you don't ask God to be your friend? You think you can do that? Could you do that today? Do you think you can take time to seek God today? Not tomorrow. I have a good friend of mine. He teach me no long time ago. Yesterday is gone. What we can do for yesterday? Nothing. What we can do today? The thing I'm doing right now and I'm doing today, I just want to touch your heart and change your life, just because God wants you to do it. I don't want you to change your life. I think God wants you to change your life. Why we spend our time at home doing nothing when we spend our time with somebody, have a coffee? I don't want to mention the groups because I don't want to be misunderstood, but why we don't come to the ladies' breakfast when we have a lot of things to do? We have a lot of men's come to the men's group every month, but if you're not part of that, why you don't be part of that? Bill said yesterday something very important for us. He said, hey, if we not be together, we cannot do nothing. Amen. Hear another person preach. Another person pray is amazing. So how can you see God? If you ask God to be your friend, you need to seek for God. That means you have to seek for somebody here. Do it. It's a command, right? That's what we read. It's a commitment. So why we don't do it? Why we need to wait for be a breakfast or something to get together? I can tell you something. when you have a far relationship with God, you're gonna fail. You have a far relationship with God and you're not closer with God, and you even in your Christian life, you're not closer to Him, you're gonna fail. And the decisions in your life, they're not gonna be what you want. And when that tragedy comes, when that situation is in your life, what you do? It's God. No, it's not God. It's us. One of the things I'm gonna having a pretty good time. Huh? I'm gonna keep going, and I just wanna share my heart. Can you go to Romans, please, Ken? Okay, in Romans 12:10, they say, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Only one another in strongly honor." A few months ago, I think it was more than a few months ago, but it was maybe 6 months ago. I think it was the beginning of the winter last year. But every man came to my house. Everybody was invited. We have a great time. Last month, I think you guys, the people who has the privilege to come to my house, the people that come to my house, they was very welcome. And this was the only thing I did. My wife and me, that's the most important with for you. We just want to honor every single person right here. The reason we want to honor you is because every single person right here is my family. Every single person right here changed my life. And every single person right here is my reason, because I continue serving, loving, and walking with God. Amen. And when every time, as a pastor said, every time we see an empty chair, it just hurts here. But we all here has the capability, and we have the power to bring that person back or don't let it go. How we make people leave or don't come back? Maybe somebody did something wrong. That's the worst part. What happens? Oh, it's okay. Cherry is special for us. It's always. That's good. Maybe she's listening to us. It's very simple. If you're friendly, you're smiling, you're happy, you make a difference. Make a difference, somebody. One of the things I have in my heart always is, and I want to include my wife. If you're going to go to the next, I want you to read that for me. This is what I do. This is what I have in my heart. So in 1 Peter 4, 8 to 10, he said, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each other has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold of the grace of God." Amen. Who has that gift? You have that gift. Every single person has a gift. Any person has a gift here. Anyone. So what we should do with this? We have to be stewards of our gift. Well, we don't use it. You got a good mechanic, use the excuse to bring somebody and help you. You are a good teacher, bring somebody and help them to teach. You are people who say good jokes, invite everybody and we can joke together. Any gift you have to do something with the gift. Amen. What a wonderful job the worship team doing for the past months. Amen. They had the gift. And that gift is given to you, given to us, given to God first. They honor God when they sing. How many times pastor keep asking, who wanna sing, who wanna do, who wanna do this? Everybody like, tomorrow. See, there's no way. Right now we cannot think in tomorrow. Tomorrow we might not be here. The only reason we can be here, if we're not gonna be here, that's the only reason it's gonna be happening, is with God and Jesus come, we got it here. But that's the only reason I don't wanna be here. But tomorrow if I die, what is gonna happen? I always bury specific with the people around me, and I was telling them, say, listen, what is gonna happen if you don't see me tomorrow? Ask you the same question. You have to use that gift for your wife, for your children, for your family, for your parents, for your neighbors, for your family in church, for every single thing you do in your life. Don't tell me you don't have a gift. Every single one has a gift. Everybody has, so many people, they know how, they can teach us the Bible. From the beginning to the end, we no problem. I was so proud when Ben said one time, it's been four times you read the Bible in 1 year? Three, I'm sorry. I feel bad that day. But I had to start. I start. You start from somewhere. Do you think you can ask God to be your friend, to be your friend? Can you wait for tomorrow? Can you wait for Saturday? So if you need something happen in your life, if God says, hey, can you do this for me? Say, no, just wait for me. Let's go wait Saturday or Monday. I need to watch the game. You know, one of the things happened in my life, and I'm kind of not good and proud of, but I always was a good friend back in the years since I was a kid. When I left my country, it was hard for me because I didn't have that many friends. But being a salesman, you have so many people. It was funny because every time we go somewhere, I used to do this. I say, what happened? Oh, I used to know that guy. No matter where we're going, it's kind of cool, it's kind of neat because every time I go, say, we're sitting in a restaurant, I say, well, I know that guy. Yeah, usually like this. Hey, hi. And that's pretty nice because what a Mexican guy, you know? You just know a lot of people. I always make a phone with my friend because they say, Mexican, choo-choo. They shoot him. Oh, Lord. That's why I'm still alive, because the Lord. But this is what I want to share with you. Open your heart. You're going to get hurt? What is going to happen? I don't know if you noticed, but I teach my kids to love you guys and respect you always. When my kids, they feel the way to you attached to them, they're going to start calling you aunt or uncle or grandpa or grandma. And the kids, they might call them cousins. Why you not teach yourself to do the same thing with yourself? Because we are as a children anyway, right? We're children of God. It's never too late. It's never too late. How many people here are we alone? Many. I had the privilege to, almost every day, just to send a text to a lot of the guys here, just to check on how they're doing. Not because I'm the leader on the men's group, not because I'm a deacon, no, because I just want to be your friend. If I cannot do something special for you, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab you and take you to the other person. Say, you know what, maybe I cannot help you, but this guy can help you. Are you allowing me to take you to that person? Here is no... If we are, this is not for the ladies, but this is for the men. This is for everybody. That command is for every single one. Amen. I hear one day, say, oh, the men's group, they're doing the right things. No, We're trying. But I think the ladies, they haven't tried hard. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, like Pastor said. I'm not sorry. Well, you don't try. You don't have a right. Ask somebody to make a right. Or make a commitment. Say, oh, I don't like that person. Who cares? Give it a chance. Give it an opportunity. Do you think we like all everybody in the men's group? No, we hate each other. We had so much fun. I'm telling you. We have so much blessed when we are together. Not because we are the men. Because we're just trying to be friends. Same thing, ladies. You can talk about baking. You can talk about food. What you call that, Maria? Crochet, whatever. But you know what? You can talk about cars too. Paint. Or ladies, you need help from the man, you can call us. We always have a privilege to maybe go and help somebody. The men's group always help each other. Say, hey, can you help me with this? We have an app. But, man, we just waste so much time. Don't waste it. Ask God first to be your friend. And once you are God's friend, and once you ask Jesus to guide you, a good friend, you don't have no excuse to help the next guy. Can you go to the next? Galatians 6:2 said, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. You have a problem, I can help you. But you don't allow me to help you, you're not going to get help. But if a God, Christ asking you and telling you, you need to allow somebody to bring the burdens together, and you don't do it, what we can do? Sorry, I pick you, but I can pick anybody. Do you think I'm wrong? I'm not grown. He's not grown. Christ gave you first a commitment, right? And now he just wants us to help each other. You can just go around. You know how many people need help here? We can help you. We can help you as a church. Eric is always helping people. And taking time and time and time with one couple, one person, and when somebody just turned their eyes, I see you later. That time, it's well done for him because he did his best. But the person who just turned and left, he was the best opportunity to change their lives because here we're just trying to help. I'm not talking just about pastors, it's about talking about everybody here. Be honest. If you need help, come to us. Go with somebody. But before you accept that person, be sure you can be that good person, that friend. Build that relationship. And when you are a good friend, accept when somebody as a good friend and as a good brother with a good heart, with a good faith, and with grace, tell you, hey, you're doing this wrong. Accept the correction, but never criticize that person. Never judge that person. God says you want to judge somebody, judge with love, right? That's the hard part. So I just judging you with love. Say, yeah, sure. Today I want to challenge you to please consider to have Jesus as your friend. I'm sorry we couldn't play the video for the song, but a lot of people here know that song. And what that means song.